questions over Common Core continue to circulate, even as the issue is passionately debated in state courtrooms. Tomorrow, KEDM's Policy in a Pint looks at Common Core and how it would shape the future of learning for students. ULM College of Education Director Dr. Dorothy Schween serves on the panel in the discussion and joins me to share more on the topic. Dorothy, good to talk with you.
You're so welcome.
What is the biggest difference in Common Core standards from current teaching standards?
They're not so different in terms of the standards themselves. It's the way the standards are taught, the entire strategy that is encompassing the Common Core. And that's what is very different from the way that previous standards have been taught. Now, they are higher. The expectations are higher, but I don't think that's exactly what is causing the ripple effect, as it were, that we're hearing about Common Core. It is the change in strategy and that's encompassed in the curriculum, and the fact that there is no curriculum per se, and that's one of the points of confusion. There is no curriculum that is the Common Core curriculum.
One of the things in just understanding Common Core, does it lean more towards a student's reasoning and how they arrive at an answer than perhaps memorization skills?
Exactly. And that's what I'm referring to when I say the teaching strategies.
Right.
We're not just teaching them facts. We're couching all instruction in a multidisciplinary approach such that it's not just math, it's math as it occurs in science and relates to history. So it's all intertwined, which makes it very much more complex from the teacher's standpoint in terms of designing a lesson.
How prominent is Common Core when we talk about future teachers and those that are going through a program to become teachers?
Well, every teacher preparation program at the university level in the state of Louisiana has had opportunities to train in Common Core and in the strategies that are appropriate for delivery of those new standards. And we have, in turn, implemented it in our teacher preparation classes such that our teacher prep, teacher education students are expected to implement it when they are doing their planning and their actual, what we call field experiences, where they go out into the schools and teach.
And with that experience, Dorothy, I take it they would be more prepared. I mean, when we're talking about Common Core and impacting teacher performance and evaluation, perhaps the learning curve a little bit better for teachers that are coming up now.
Well, as a teacher preparation program, we are expected to prepare our participants for what they're going to be dealing with when they actually walk out into the classroom. And they need to be prepared day one for the kinds of evaluative measures. And so we've converted a lot of our evaluative measures to align with the Compass evaluation, which is what's being used by principals and school administrators.
Dr. Dorothy Schween joins us as a panelist for tomorrow night's discussion on Common Core in KEDM's Policy in a Pint. Dorothy, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I enjoyed talking with you.